Welcome to Five to Focus, a weekly podcast helping you center on Jesus by applying the Bible to life's struggles. Ryan Strother is your host. Now set aside any distractions and get focused.
On August 7th, 1954, during the British Empire and Commonwealth Games in Vancouver, British Columbia, England's Roger Bannister and Australian John Landy met for the first time in the one-mile run at the newly constructed Empire Stadium. Now, both men had broken the four-minute barrier previously that year, which is amazing to me because I could get nowhere near that if I ran a mile. But Bannister was the first to break that mark with a time of 3:59.4 in Oxford, England on May 6th, and then on June 21st in Finland, John Landy became the new record holder with an official time of 3:58. The world watched eagerly as both men approached the starting blocks. As 35,000 enthusiastic fans looked on, no one knew what would take place on that historic day. Now, it's been promoted as the mile of the century, but then later would become known as the Miracle Mile. With only 90 yards to go in one of the world's most memorable races, John Landy glanced over his left shoulder to check his opponent's position. At that instant, Bannister streaked by him to victory in a Commonwealth record time of 3:58.8. Landy's second place finish in 3:59.6 marked the first time the four-minute mile had been broken by two men in the same race. And so there's a really popular photo that was taken at just the moment when Landy turns his head to look over his shoulder. And that moment is called the moment for photographers. And so you have this popular picture of a man who turns his eyes away from the prize. And that's the picture that Paul is presenting in Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 to 17. He's giving an athletic illustration to call people to an active commitment to the call of Christ. He says in verse 14, Philippians chapter 3, he uses the phrase, "I press on." I press on, he says, or some Bibles say, pursue. And the language there in the Bible means, the word there is talking about following or pressing hard after. It's to pursue with earnestness and diligence in order to obtain, to go after with the desire of obtaining. And what's interesting about that word, though, is that another meaning of that word is that it refers to pursuing with the intention to persecute, with repeated acts of enmity. Now think about this. Paul, formerly Saul, is writing this. A man who persecuted the church, who killed believers in Jesus Christ. A man who knew the attitude involved in pursuing. A man who was radically changed on the road to Damascus one day while traveling to kill more followers of Christ. He was blinded temporarily and encountered the living God and was radically converted. A man whose life was transformed and realized that when you're saved by Jesus Christ, you are on a path of pursuing Christ, a lifelong commitment of committing or putting sin behind you and walking in righteousness and faithfulness to what the Lord has for you to do. This is the kind of man I would want to listen to as he talks about pursuing the Lord. Here is Paul, who used to pursue believers of Jesus in order to persecute them, and now he's using the same word that could mean persecution or pursuing for persecution to say, now I press on toward Jesus. Well, here's what I hope that you will remember is this, is don't let what lies behind stop you from what lies ahead. And we find it in verse 13. He says, one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. Now, here's what we know is that when Paul writes this passage, he realizes he has not obtained this. He's most likely referring to that final glorified state when he's with the Lord. He has not known fully in all ways yet what it is to be in Christ. And he presents the Christian life in this passage as there being a past. He's saying that forgetting what lies behind, that's the past. And he's talking about what lies ahead, there's the future. And he also realizes it's in the present. I press on right now. So the Christian life, there is certainly a past to your life. It will be a future to your life. And that's the great hope we have in Jesus. But Paul is saying that right now, I press on. And I want to encourage you over the next few weeks to realize this, that there is stuff that has happened in your life. There is stuff that will happen in your life. But right now, you need to press on. And so in the next few weeks, we'll look at a different reason in each episode for why we might grow stagnant in our faith. And I want to encourage you in each of those episodes to continue pressing on in your walk with Jesus Christ. I hope it's going to be a great encouragement to you. So I'll talk with you again next week.
Thanks for listening to Five to Focus. Make sure you subscribe and catch next week's episode as you stay centered on Jesus.